Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Roberto Fortuño Sanchez, the Executive Vice President of Anglo-Puerto Rican and Antilles and Ochoa. And we discussed the main building, which, by the way, is located behind Doña Fela and kind of looks at what is the federal court and what was the post office before, and then you have the port area that, where the ferries to the Cataño is
right in front corner. Right in that corner. It's basically a Tanca Street corner with Gilberto Concepción de Gracia, which used to be called La Marina, Calle de la Marina, and we've been here for the past 80 years.
And then Ochoa made a decision to also invest in another building. Tell us about this other building and some of the challenges there. Why was that investment made, and where does that building, and as a challenge, you know, where you see that headed?
Well, it's a funny story, and I'll try to tell you the building, Ochoa building, the main building which we were talking a few minutes ago, it was owned by the insurance company and by the general agency. However, we decided that it was a wise move to incorporate a new entity in order to manage all the realty business. We were lucky that when we were doing that, I looked at the historical, you know, all the books that we have here, and I found out that the first owner of the building, it was not the Hermanos Ochoa, it was actually a company called Ochoa Realty Company. And I said, well, what if I can get that name again? It would be very hard. But so I went in a shopping spree to the Departamento de Estado, and I started looking at all the books, and I found Ochoa Realty Company, which later evolved into Ochoa Realty Corporation by some changes that the company was no longer could no longer be used in Puerto Rico. It has to be named Corporation or Inc. Incorporated, and lucky us, the Ochoa Realty Corporation, basically they close operations whatever they had 10 years ago, and they canceled the entity. So I was able to pick up the name, and I was very proud that I picked up the name of the new company, which happens to be the same name that the original owners of the building. So
a moment of elation.
Research. Obviously,
CPA doing the lawyer work there in the state.
Yes, it was very. I was very happy. Jose Enrique was very happy. Although some of the other officers didn't know why I was so happy, because they don't, you know, that's not important for them. They could have been called Chuck E. Cheese Company. I mean, any name. But I was lucky to get that, so I'm very proud. And I sometimes I start, with some activities or whatever, I start opening the book, and the employees love it. I start opening the books, which I happen to have one here. Obviously, your listeners cannot hear, but look at that. Ochoa Realty Company, this is the first book of minutes of the company, dated November 1st, 1923. Is that why? November 23rd, 1923. So
look who's here,
Adolfo Valdez, Salvador.
That must be related to the law firm, Macano Valdez. That was his name, Adolfo Valdez.
Probably Salvador Garcia and Luis Cuyar. And for me, this is very important. You know, we have here, you know, the story of the company, the story of the building, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, this is what we have here, are kind of like minute books, the old minute books, very very heavy, you know, with minutes going back to the 1920s. This is incredible.
23, which if you do the math, We're talking about 90 years old, and we're very proud of that. We are very proud that we are in Old San Juan. We have stayed in Old San Juan. We are the only insurance company nowadays in Old San Juan. Guardian Insurance Company is also around here. It's another entity, but basically we are here. We have been here for the last 90 years, and that's a commitment. That's commitment with the city, the old city, the old structures. We cherish the activities that we have here. It happens to be the San Sebastian activities. Our employees we're based here. They come here and they enjoy the festivities. They work, but they also enjoy the festivities. And I'm a fan of Old San Juan. I moved to Old San Juan last year, after working 16 plus years in Old San Juan with Anglo Puerto Rican and Antilles Insurance Company. I'm very, very proud of being able to still be here. We're still here. It's a funny story. Messengers usually are the ones who take all the correspondence back and forth. Well, we've been here 90 years. Our messenger, it's been here for 48 years. He has been working for us. He doesn't drive. He doesn't have a license to drive in Puerto Rico, and he's our messenger. And if you think a little bit, before, all the major banks were in Old San Juan. All the insurance companies were in Old San Juan. All the general agencies were in Old San Juan. And obviously they have been moving out, ¿verdad? But now I think Old San Juan has a mystique. There's something in here that they attract people. I have to be balanced. You are either a lover of Old San Juan or you really don't like. I mean, or you don't come at all. But to tell you the truth, I enjoy the city. And
what do you think has to be done? Because I think it has made a comeback, and of course we're now this interview is taking place during the San Sebastian festival, and I think it's going to be a really very good one. What do you think? If you were mayor of San Juan, what do you think are the one or two or three things that you would change, that you would implement in order to improve the economic and tourists and the business and the living experience? Because you're both as a business person operating here, and you also as a resident, only about a block away from Ochoa. So you've got the perspective on both sides. What do you think? If you were mayor, what would you do?
Well, to start with, what our.
And we're not going to have time to cover it at all. So in fact, let's take a break, because I think this may take a little bit longer than we have. Okay. So let's take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll discuss what Roberto Fortunio thinks has to be done if he were mayor of San Juan. Be right back.